Hello and welcome back to more Audio Game Jam 2. Today we're going to look at our next game, as chosen by our pal random.org. It is The Forest That Lost Its Voice by Michael Clyre. And this one is actually really cool. I'm excited that we're doing this one. It's got a lot of interesting stuff going for it. It's, it requires a mouse or a gamepad. And fortunately, I've got a Xbox controller plugged in. So I think we're ready to roll with this one. It should be pretty fun. Let's do it.
Hi, thanks for playing my entry for the Audio Game Jam 2. If you play with keyboard and mouse, use WASD to move, the mouse to turn towards something, and press and hold the left mouse button to use the summon ability.
All right.
You can also play using an Xbox controller.
Yeah,
use the left stick to move, the right one to turn towards something, and press and hold the A button to use the summon ability.
Gotcha.
Thanks to Laura Taylor for her awesome voice acting, and Merlin Curie, aka Cloud Jumper, for providing some beautiful music. I also recommend to experience the game using headphones. Thanks. Have fun.
Let's do it.
Hello, Wanderer. Do not be afraid. I am the enchantress of this forest. I've brought you here because I need your help. The forest has gone silent.
Uh-oh.
And I can't remember the right melody to restore it.
Mm.
I need you to find and summon four lost sounds, which might help me remember. This is my guide bird, Cubo. He'll lead you to these special places and let you know when you've arrived so you can summon these lost sounds.
Gotcha.
Now go, and good luck.
I love the cool reverse reverb effect on her voice, by the way. That's really cool. I'm pretty sure that's being done with software. All right, let's go. So we're going to walk forward. This forest is really quiet, too. This is nice, though. I like this. And I'm not trying to be over complimentary, but like this is really kind of cool. Oh. Okay, there's the bird. Remember, use the right stick to turn. Kind of weird if you're used to, like, normally... There we go. If you're used to, like, you know, just turning with one stick, it's kind of weird, but... All right, we're going to go forward. Also, one thing that this game does that I found out... So I tried to record this earlier and had some issues. One thing that this game does is it vibrates the gamepad when you're ready to summon. So that startled me at first. Oh, I guess I was right on it. Okay. I'll keep going forward. This place is so quiet. There's no sounds. There's no animals. Where are the aminals? Where's my bird? Where's Cubo? Oh, there he is. Oh, there you are. Okay. Found that you can usually just tap the stick. And, maybe not. Okay. There he is. Oh, and it's shaking. So here we go. I'm going to put this up to the microphone so you guys can hear it once. Yeah, it really shakes the controller good. Oh, there we go.
You found the waterfall. It is the heart of this forest. It nourishes all living things that live here. Thank you, Wanderer. Go, Cubo. Show our friend to the next spot.
Okay. So now we got a waterfall. Where's the bird? Oh, there he is. Oh, you're over here. Sorry. I gotcha. There it goes. Okay, so just keep going forward. When he flies away, just keep going forward. You don't have to stop. Where'd he go? There he is. Oh, I'm like right there. Oh, right there. There we go. Next one. Oh, jeez.
You found the wood bees. Without these busy little creatures, all the plants growing in this forest would be lost. Thank you so much. Let's go, Kubo.
Okay, next one. Ah, bees. Ah. No, not the bees. Anything but the bees. Like I said, I keep wanting to use the same stick to turn, but you don't do it that way. It's just, it's a little weird to get used to. I'm trying to think of other games, like mainstream-wise, that use the same sort of thing, where you use a stick to turn and a stick to move forward, and I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I kind of like it, actually. It's kind of a neat concept. Yes, there's more bees. Oh, oh, oh. Third one.
She's not as angry as she sounds. Magpie and her family have lived in this forest since I was little. I can almost remember. Let's find the last piece to the puzzle.
Let's do it. Away goes the bird. I could run fast. Oh, there's the bird. There we go. We're right on it. Oh, there it goes. Okay. Where is it? Oh, it's right there. Wow, there's the fourth one already. Oh. Chimes?
You've discovered the singing tree.
Oh, it's a singing
tree.
Once
a year, all creatures of this forest will gather around this place and listen to the tree through the night. What a lovely memory. Now I finally remember. Thank you, Wanderer. You have been of great service. You are free to wander this place for as long as you wish, and return whenever you like. Farewell.
Cool. So, now we can just walk around. Oh man, this is so cool. So now we can just cruise. We can just, if we want to, just hang around. Oh, this is really neat, man. So, yeah, now we can just walk around the forest. So, oh. Wait. I don't know why that went off again, but this is so cool. So we can just walk around this forest. I love the turning. I love how things... This is really well... Okay, so I'm going to leave this in the background while we do our our Patreon stuff. So I don't know what I really need to say that I haven't said, but this is really well done. Very solid effort for, I don't know how long this took to make, but this is really cool. Maybe I wonder if he worked on this all last year, but whatever. This is neat. So it's The Forest That Lost Its Voice by Michael Clare. Very cool. Very awesome. Very pretty. I like stuff like that. I think it's cool. I think it's a really cool use of sound. So as always, I want to remind you guys, we do have a Patreon, and donating is a really awesome thing to do if you can. There's a marathon coming up on November 5th. The more money that we have in the Patreon on the 1st, the longer my... I can't even focus. These animals are cute. The longer the marathon will go. So every $20 is an hour. We're up to almost 10 hours. So let's see what we can do. Anyways, that is The Forest Without a Voice. Let's enjoy another few. We're going to walk around for another minute. Just enjoy it for another minute or so. Just going to walk around. I'm just gonna walk around. I really am digging this. I am. I kind of wish I'd saved this for last. But that's okay. You know what? I mean, game developers, take notes. Ah, there's the bees. Take note, man. This is a really cool concept. I wish I had made this. Oh, there's the tree. There's the tree. I love it. I love it. Okay, that's going to be our episode. I'll see you guys next time for another awesome audio game jam 2 game. I can't talk, man. I'm really digging the beauty of this. If I had to critique this, I want more stuff to do. Give me more things to do. That's it. I want more things in this forest. I love this forest. I'll see you guys next time. I don't want to hit stop. It's so pretty.